So here on the podcast, over the last few episodes, we've been exploring some of the wonderful golf to be had in Northern Ireland. And now we're going to move down into Ireland and speak with John Farron of Ballyliffin. It's a property I've yet to step foot on personally, but just looking at it in the photographs, in the video I've seen, absolutely spectacular. Anyone who I've talked to who's been there has said the same. Ballyliffin hosted the 2018 Dubai Duty-Free Irish Open. It has multiple courses on the property. It's surrounded by absolute beauty in the county of Donegal. And I couldn't be more excited to have their general manager on to discuss with me. So without further ado, let's welcome John Farron onto the show.
Delighted to join you, and a great opportunity to showcase Ballyliffin, hopefully.
Oh, it's a beautiful course. I have not yet stepped foot on the property, but just by looking at the photos are spectacular. The drone footage, incredible. Tell me a little bit about the course and what makes it so special for you.
Well, we've actually two courses, two championship links here, and a newly opened 9-hole par 3 course, which we just opened this year. So it's, you know, pretty special destination and somewhere where we feel people can spend not just a day or two, but multiple days and part of a trip to Ireland. The old links, the original course, it only dates back to the early 70s. It was moved from, prior to that, in the early 40s, the members rented ground for some almost 30 years. And then eventually the interest got up and they bought 365 acres of links ground from the local farmers. Most of the agreements and discussions took place over a bottle of whiskey, I'm led to believe. But eventually they got it over the line. So the old links was developed in the 70s, largely by members with a little help from Eddie Hackett and a few visiting UK architects. But that really inspired the beginning of Ballyliffin, and it became very, very popular. Now, we had a significant problem with rabbits initially for the first 25 years.
Really?
But thankfully, that has been, we've got on top of that. And I suppose the game became so popular, and Ballyliffin became so popular as a destination, that a second course was dreamt of, and that was initiated in the early 90s and came to fruition with the opening of the Glashidi Links in 1995, designed by Pat Ruddy and Tom Craddock, on the higher ground outside the old links. And then subsequent to that, a new clubhouse followed, and in recent years then we've developed from a 36-hole championship links complex to, you know, really a European tour venue, where both courses have now hosted European tour events. The Old Links having hosted the Irish Seniors Open in 2008, and more recently the Glashidi Links hosted a very successful Dubai Duty Free Rolex Series event in 2018. So delighted that we've arrived at that point. We think we're still only scratching the surface in terms of the development of Ballyliffin, and we do see ourselves with a lot more work to do. But thankfully, we have been recognised on the world stage at this point. But certainly, we do feel that the spotlight that is currently on the North Coast needs to be amped up a little to really reward the quality of courses that are on the entire North Coast.
Oh, absolutely. I certainly want to get into the Irish Open and more about the area, but let's get back to that bottle of Irish whiskey that you mentioned. I heard that the property was actually purchased for £5,000, €5,000. Is that correct?
That's correct. After multiple negotiations with, it was commonage ground, so there were multiple farmers involved in shareholdings, so that we had to get them all to agree to sell to this newly formed Ballyliffin Golf Club, and eventually got everyone over the line for the 365 acres. But I'm led to believe there was a few late nights involved.
Whiskey, for sure. Yeah, that's yes. Really cool story. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about why Ballyliffin should be on people's bucket lists, and why, when you're coming to Ireland, that should be a stop, and maybe where that plays well along a trip. Where do you see yourselves fitting in there?
Well, I suppose to take the second part of your question first, we're lucky in that we can be an extension from a Northern Ireland trip. We're 20 minutes from Derry, which is, you know, our largest border town. We're about an hour from Royal Portrush, Port Stewart and Castle Rock. So we do see ourselves, we do work very closely with our sister courses there. But we do see ourselves very much a part of any Lynx trip to Northern Ireland to include RCD, Portrush, Port Stewart, Castle Rock. But the Ballyliffin extension is a no-brainer there. But also in terms of coming up the West Coast, from if you were to start a trip from, say, Enniscrone or Cairn, and work up through Sligo, Murva, Rosapenna, Portsalan, Ballyliffin is an obvious add-on there as well. So we're lucky in our location. We are the most northerly golf club in the country, despite being in the Republic of Ireland. We are the most northerly golf club in the country, in both countries, for want of a better word. So in that respect, we are at a unique point. We're at the start of the Wide Atlantic Way at Ireland's very tip. Malin Head is synonymous with weather forecasts from Ireland, and during the war was a major stationing point for British troops that were manning the fort in terms of observing submarine traffic, etc., on the North Channel. So a lot of history around here. Obviously, the Troubles was a difficult time for a border region such as ourselves, but thankfully that's all behind us. And we do work hand in glove with our partner courses in Northern Ireland. And certainly any trip that's considering visiting Northern Ireland, Ballyliffin should be part of it. As Rory McIlroy once said, not that many years ago, any trip to Northern Ireland, Ballyliffin, both courses in Ballyliffin are a must play. So we continually quote him on that. And,
nice. Use that one for sure.
Yeah,
sounds like all roads lead to Ballyliffin. That's another good point.
Exactly, exactly. Some people see us as being remote, but that's part of the charm and the beauty of the place. Totally unspoiled countryside and totally unspoiled pure Lynx ground. Like every footstep out there, there's at least 60 foot of sand, pure sand underneath your feet. So you won't get a purer test of Lynx golf than Ballyliffin. And that's something we're very proud of. And in terms of why Ballyliffin, we realize and have done for quite a while that people have to go that extra mile to get to Ballyliffin. So we do pride ourselves in terms of the presentation standards to make sure that people aren't disappointed when they come here. So we do feel that the golfer, the golf connoisseur that makes that extra commitment will be fully rewarded. The reports we get back are, these are the best greens we've played on this trip. This is the best condition golf course we've played on this trip. So, you know, that's what we try and do to ensure that people who come here are reporting back that, you know, Ballyliffin is a must play. And thankfully, we get nothing but positive reviews in that regard.
I love that you guys totally own that. And you can see it from the pictures. It just doesn't look like there's a blade of grass out of place or anything else on the course. But I love on your website, you actually say Ballyliffin Golf Club is widely regarded as the finest links complex. So there's no bones about it. You guys think you're the best. And I think that is awesome.
I don't know of any other links complex that has two courses that have hosted European tour events. And that's a testament to the quality of both courses. So, you know, the Glashidi Links, which hosted the Irish Open in 2018, would be seen as a more challenging course because it's a much bigger scale. The greens are bigger. It's on higher ground, so it's more exposed to the wind. It's a bigger test. But the Old Links at 6,900 yards is a considerable test of golf. And, you know, a more traditional links course, but the fairways are something to behold there. They were just cut from the ground as God laid it. There was no disturbance involved in terms of machinery. So just continuously mown. And as I think Nick Edmund, a famous golf writer and former Faldo Design manager, once said that it's like a carpet with hundreds of elephants buried underneath the humps and bumps on the fairways. Wow. It really is a ripple. It is something that you need to see to believe.
Yeah, I bet when the light hits it just right around sunset's got to be really special there for sure.
It's very remarkable at dusk.
What kind of game should you bring to Ballyliffin? So I know Russell Knox was the 2018 Irish Open winner. He had a couple of closing birdies to really have that dramatic finish. What type of game did Russell bring, and what type of game will someone who's traveling to Ballyliffin need to bring in order to really have that test of golf they're looking for?
Yeah, well, as I say, it is pure links. So, you know, the name of the game in links generally is keep the ball low to the ground, because if you put it up in the air, the wind will get it. Now, the Irish Open in 2018 enjoyed remarkable weather. It was benign, as good a week's weather as we've seen in 20 years. So the course was playing pretty easy, we felt. Certainly the locals were hoping that the gods would ramp up the wind meter in the course of the week, but it didn't happen. And, you know, it's a testament to the test that Glashidi is, that the winning score was, you know, 12, 13 under par, which is not remarkable over 4 days of pure calm weather. But generally speaking, coming to Ireland to play links golf, your putting game is probably the most important part of the whole game. Don't be taking out pitching wedges 20, 30 yards from the green. Use the natural terrain. The greens and fairway, sometimes it's very hard to distinguish between them. They're both kind of such, you know, low, you know.
They're mowed so tightly, yeah.
They're put tightly and, you know, our greens will be generally running at maybe 10, 12, depending on the wind. But 10 on a links course is the equivalent of probably around 12, 13 on a parkland course. But you get a wind up and greens running at 10, the ball will run forever. Mm. So we have to be very careful in how we present the course. But it's getting accustomed and getting comfortable with using the putter from off the green would be a key element in terms of mastering links golf. Avoiding the pot bunkers. One of the reasons links courses have pot bunkers is because exposed sites such as this can't keep sand in bunkers if they aren't steep-sided. So that's the reason they are pot bunkers. It's not some you know, evil venture on behalf of the fraternity. It's to keep the sand in the bunkers. So avoid the bunkers, play strategically from that point of view. And, you know, you don't always have to take the driver off the tee. Finding the fairway will reward you with maybe 40, 50 yards of run on firm links terrain, whereas bombing a driver and ending up in pretty thick fescue rough can be very penal, and you're hacking out as opposed to maybe a chip and run onto a green where you've got, you know, a 250 or 230 yard iron off the tee and you're getting 20, 30 yards, 40 yards run on it. You're right beside the green in any case. So length isn't everything. Swing with ease into the breeze, as I think Gary Player patented. But putting would be the big factor. We find that a lot of our international visitors aren't accustomed to taking out the putter 10, 12, 13, 14 yards off the green and running the ball in, but it pays dividends.
Yeah, it certainly does. That's great advice there, John. I appreciate it. So let's talk about some of the other things to do around the area, because again, coming to a place like Ballyliffin, it's just as much about the surroundings as the golf itself. So let's talk about what else there is to do in that town.
Yeah, it's a rural community. Believe it or not, I'd say we're one of the only towns in Ireland with no pub.
Wow.
But we have four hotels.
Okay.
So the hotels are the pubs in Ballyliffin. But similar villages around the country would have 10 or 12 pubs. So we're unique in that respect. All good family-run hotels. There's plenty to choose from in terms of the food offering in the area. But lots of other things to do. And allow yourself time to explore the region. It's, you know, beautiful wild Atlantic coastlines, fantastic beaches. We have Malin Head, as I mentioned earlier, just 15 minutes from us here, Ireland's most northerly point, with spectacular views and some stunning maritime adventures to be had there. A lot of history in terms of all the German U-boats were sunk off Malin Head after the war, when we were decommissioned. So there's a lot of history involved in terms of the maritime there. But in recent years, we've had a lot of interest in the dolphin and sea life, whale watching, all that. And sea angling is becoming very, very big. A lot of surfers too, with the obviously the coast, making best use of the coastal challenges that are there. You know, the little towns and villages and getting to know the locals is something that would encourage any visitor coming to the region to absorb.
Yeah, that's such an integral part of the experience, I think, for sure. Let's get back to the golf course a little bit, and let's talk about some of your more famous holes or more memorable holes for you, John.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the old links. As I say, it was built in the early 70s. Nick Faldo made an offer to buy the club in the early 90s, but thankfully that was turned down by the members. But Faldo came back in the 2005-2006 and revamped the old links, put in some championship tees, rebunkered the entire course, and extended some of the greens to make them much bigger. The old links is very quirky in terms of the fairways. The green sites are pretty level because they didn't have the machinery to construct tee complexes to that degree at that time. All handmade. And I suppose the most unique of the course, the holes on the old links would be the fifth, and it's called the tank. It's only about 160 yards, but it's uphill to a green surrounded in sandstone dune land, and really is a spectacular hole and can play anything from a wedge to a three wood, depending on the wind. But critical to get it up, the ball will run right back to almost to your feet, an uphill target. So it's a card wrecker or a card maker, but one of the most spectacular. And then I suppose on the back nine, the string of holes 14, 15, 16 are really right along the seashore with stunning views along Pollen Bay, and really some of the most scenic and serene scenes you'll get in golf in this country. Spectacular in an evening with, you know, the sun going down and you see the shadows, the long shadows being cast over the humps and bumps in the fairways. It is just something to behold.
Yeah. So let's move on to the Glashidi links then. Tell us about some of the signature holes there.
Yeah, Glashidi, as I say, a much bigger course. Starts with three rigorous par fours, first three holes. The fourth, we have a new championship tee in there, making it almost 600 yards. Oh. But I would encourage everyone to go back up and look at the new championships tee on the fourth. It's built over a causeway up into the rocks, way out on a sort of an outcrop. But the view up there is spectacular. And you're overlooking both golf courses, but you're also overlooking about 2,500 acres of pure links ground, untouched, that is a special area of conservation. I don't think you'll see anything like it anywhere else in the world. Such a perfect ground for construction of a golf course, but or multiple golf courses. You could fit five or six golf courses on it, but it'll never be touched. Then moving on from there, I suppose the seventh is our signature hole. It's a downhill par three with a talking point. It has a lake on the right-hand side of the fairway of the green. Some purists would maintain that lakes don't belong on links courses, but it actually is the water table. It's not a fake construction, but really a really challenging downhill. It's about 130 yard drop down to the green.
Wow.
So significant. Then moving on to the back nine, the 13th is another signature hole, an uphill par five, about 580 yards uphill, but with Glashidi rock in the background as you look back down from the green. It really, on a summer's evening, it's just remarkable, the view.
And Glashidi rock is right behind your head right now, I guess, right in the photo that we're looking at.
That's it.
Island out there. Very cool.
That's where the course got its name from, Glashidi Island, which is about a mile and a quarter out off the coastline here. So Glashidi is synonymous with Ballyliffin as part of our logo. And I suppose it's probably the most photographed point on the course. So out along the coastline there, getting Glashidi Rock in the background would be the trophy photograph from Ballyliffin, let's say.
Sounds like that, probably a swimming race or something out to that point and back or something.
It'd be pretty cold, I bet,
but that'd be a good test, right?
Yeah, it would be. It certainly would be a great test. A lot of rowing goes on locally, so
yeah.
Guys would race rowing around the island and back in again. Cool. So that goes on, yeah. But the sea is a very much a part of life here, both in terms of fishing and leisure activity. And obviously, links courses, the sea is very much part of them as well.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. It's just a beautiful property. One of the holes that struck me, maybe you've already mentioned it, but it has this kind of ring around the backside of the green. It looks like there's a dune about, I don't know, 20, 30 meters high. Is that one of those par threes that you mentioned?
Yeah, well, that would be the tank. That
is the tank.
Par
okay.
three, yeah, the fifth hole on the old links. Yeah, it's basically surrounded. There's one way in and one way out,
right.
And it's way up. There's a huge drop off the front. So if you're short, you're dead.
Right.
You could be up and down the hill all day if you don't make sure that you get it up first time around. But certainly some of the most dramatic duneland in the country, like the Glashidi, as I say, is built on the higher ground above the old links. So, you know, the change in elevation is of the order of, in some cases, 150 feet of dune land that you're surrounded in. So out there, although the course is crisscross, you think you're on your own out there, and the course could be full. There could be 500 or 600 golfers out there,
wow.
and you may not see people for over an hour because of the amount of space. We have 365 acres, two golf courses on it, so it's generally generously proportioned.
Yep, that sounds incredible. I can't wait to hopefully come out there in a year or so's time and make a visit with you, John. I really appreciate your time here on the show, and hope we can do it again sometime soon, sir.
Great talking to you, Gavin. Thank you very much.
Definitely do check out their website, ballyliffingolfclub.com. You'll see what I'm talking about, the pictures, the video. It's incredible. And make sure to put Ballyliffin on your list when you're headed to Ireland. In the meantime, go check out our travel show on YouTube. That's youtube.com/letsplaythrough. Give us a subscribe. We'd love to see you over there as well. I'll catch you back here very soon on the Golf Travel Show. See ya, and hit them straight.